trying to do this, keep relaxed. You know, thank you for inviting us to come, and thank you for having us here and these lovely seats. I'll give a bit more introduction about us, who we are. Randy Frankwick is my name. So I grew up on the south side, Silver Lake side of Oconomowoc Summit School, Oconomowoc Junior High School, as it was called then, and Oconomowoc Senior High School, as it was called in those days. We were just at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, which is the church I grew up in. I went there with my mother. We're here visiting my mother, who's in a home over the way. And so, yeah, I grew up in a very traditional background. I won't spend too much time about that, but came to know the Lord in university at UW-Madison. And that's where I went to university, did engineering, as I met Dave and his son. So engineering was my training, but came to know the Lord there. And the Lord called me to missions. And so was involved at Madison. I think I shared this 2 years ago a little bit. So in missions, we went to England first, and then to India, then to Pakistan. And that's in that the course of that time, I met my wife, Mary. So this is Mary. She's here, let you introduce yourself a little bit. She's lovely. She's my lovely wife.
Oh,
so,
thank you. Yeah. So I was born in England, just outside London. And when I was 10, my parents moved to this little place called the Isle of Man between England and Ireland, which I'd never heard of, I didn't want to go to. Probably through my whole teenage years, didn't want to be there. And as soon as I could, I left and said, I'll never go back and live on the Isle of Man again. But, you know, you should never say never. I went to music college and studied piano and violin. And then the Lord really met me in a very real way. And the big thing for me in that moment was handing over the reins of my life to him. And I think in the King James Version, I think it's Psalm 72 or something, it actually says, thou hast possessed my reins. And it just hit me. It's like, this is what being a Christian is. It's actually handing the reins of my life over to him. So after that, we're nothing special. I want to tell you, we're here. We feel like, what are we doing up here? Because we're literally nothing special. But the one thing we have tried to do throughout our Christian lives is, if God says something, just say yes. Just say yes, because he's the king. There's a kingdom that we're in, and he's the king, and you say yes to the king. So when you hear our stories, please don't think, oh my goodness, these guys are great, because we're not. All we just did was just say yes to the king, and he's done, blessed us so amazingly as a result. So I said I'd never go back, but as the story goes, we got married, we lived in London for a time, and then God took us back to the Isle of Man. We say, why have you brought us here? We're missionaries to Muslims, you know, especially, and there were no Muslims on the Isle of Man, and we joined a church. Is this okay for me?
This
to come?
Is good.
And we joined a church of about 70 people. And it's like, why are we here? We don't want to be here. But it was great for our kids. We thought we had a lot of children. We have 6 children, but we realized, having come here, that's not a lot of children at all. It's a very small family. But it was it was a great place to bring our children up. And so we appreciate it for that. But then we saw the Lord start to move in this little church. And I don't quite know what happened, but people were just coming and joining the church, and it went from 70 to 220, and then we were breaking the fire regs, so we had to plant out. And even though the Isle of Man is really small, it's like 30 miles long, basically, and 12 miles wide, we planted 8 congregations, so that 70 people is more like 650 to 700 now. And we were so privileged to be part of that. But we're going to share particularly what happened in the last 12 years or so, but I'll hand back to Randy now.
So that's part of our history, and Mary started there with mentioning, you know, following Jesus as the King, as the Lord, which is something I'm still learning. So we'll pick up the story a little bit, but I just wanted to interject here. The scripture is very clear. We read the Bible, but Jesus is the one we're serving and learning what he wants, what the Father wants. And even in church life, it's the church, the Church of Jesus Christ, that's not Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ, it's his church. He's building his church. It's his bride. We're his bride. And I need to follow him. And even in worship, I'm aware, just in a few weeks ago, the Lord convicted me about the worship. Again, he's reminded, it's for him. I'm here to worship him. It's what he pleases him. We've all heard of probably the love languages, and I hope you as couples have learned your wife or husband's love language. But what is